Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:10. Play me some Florida Georgia Line there. They're coming to Concord on September 15th and the Shoreline on September 16th. We have tickets to one of those shows for calling 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Call now, win tickets for Florida Georgia Line. We're giving these away every hour from 9 until 4 on the 5.
That 97. Same.
Oh, sorry. Hold on one second. We're going to get an update on the Carlos Santana guitar auction.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Well, it was quite a battle last half hour. We had some new people enter the race. We had Heather from the Sex 50. Oh. And then we also had Gil from the 925. Those two went back and forth. And right now, our dear friend Gil at the 925 is winning the bid at $2,700.
All right. You can see the guitar by going to RadioAlice.com. It's a gorgeous, silvery, like a silver gray. And Carlos Santana signed it yesterday when he was here. He was playing it for a little while. It's gorgeous. And all the money goes to the Houston Food Bank.
I just want to say one more thing, everybody. Oh, okay. You know, the bidding, according to the rules, is taking place from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And at 9:02, Janelle called in and said, "I want to outbid Gil," but it was 9:02.
Yeah, the rules are the rules. We're a radio station with a license that we need to
follow the rules.
Put down the rules and follow them exactly. So again, it'll open up tomorrow 6 to 9, and on Friday 6 to 9. But those are the only times that you can bid. If you come in at 9:02, sorry, Janelle, you can call us again tomorrow.
800-400-3697 is our text number. You can send those out anytime. We love collecting these and reading them, and this is where we read them back to you. 707 says, "If that law in Berkeley passes, I'll be spending a lot more time in Berkeley." Here's the thing, that there aren't going to be a lot of women who decide to rip their tops off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, the law doesn't require them to take off their tops. It just makes it not a misdemeanor anymore.
707 says, "Vinny needs to start thinking about Isla when he talks about how girls showing their boobs is okay."
Oh.
Actually, I realize I may have confused you with my, you know, multiple opinions on the story that we did. But the truth is, I am distracted by bare boobs. I'm distracted by clothed boobs. Hmm. Very naturally, I am, too. This is not just something that I decide to...
You're not alone.
Yeah, I do feel like this bare boob thing could be trouble. So I'm actually not saying it's a good idea from that standpoint.
Right.
I will
look. But if there was a club where you could just go and see girls with their boobs out, I mean, you might go to that.
Actually, I don't go to strip clubs, do I?
You don't.
Ever.
You could. They're right there.
I know.
Anytime you wanted to see some girls jangling their boobs at you, it's available.
You know what? That comes with, there's a price to be paid at those joints.
Yeah, a cover price, a price for every drink you drink.
And feeling horrible because you know that that person may or may not be in a very good position in life.
Right.
I don't
Maybe
know.
She's
some,
just trying to work her way through law
some
school.
You're
Maybe
right.
She's a junkie.
Right. Right. And the idea of sitting in one room with a bunch of guys.
All of you in various states of arousal.
I don't understand the draw to that.
Well, it's the boobs.
Right.
No, I mean, et cetera.
I get. Okay, whatever. I don't
Maybe
go to strip
just going there for lunch.
Yep. Maybe you are. Good one, Yuzi.
You know a lot of people that do that?
Is the food particularly good in those joints?
That people that take lunch at a strip club.
What?
Is that a thing?
Sure,
she does not want to answer that.
Have
you ever been a waitress in a strip club?
I was trying to think of this one place that I think I did have lunch at.
Oh. How was the food?
It was fine.
It was good food.
But I'm thinking, wait,
so it's like,
a different
was
place?
It served at a... Never mind.
A meal and a show, right?
Right.
The yeah. Gold Club.
Yeah, I was trying to think, where the heck was it, the Gold Club?
Bryn knows.
Yeah. I've been once.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Food's,
Everyone's
food
been
was
once?
Fine.
It's actually weird, yeah. As I'm eating my French fries and chicken wings and staring up like, I'm not sure how to feel right now.
Yeah,
I think it's weird.
I like nudity, but I don't go to strip clubs. And I could. I have the money. I just don't.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that says about me.
You don't like strip clubs.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Anyway, I understand what you mean. I do have a daughter. I do think about that. I would tell her, listen, men are naturally attracted to women. Mm. Some men, I should say,
those
are naturally
are
attracted to women. Right. You're not going to do yourself any favors.
You could say it might be okay under the law, but it's not okay under my house. As long as you're living in my house, that's a no. A hard no. It's going to be funny when she starts like getting dressed for high school and stuff, mm-hmm. and he's got to put the... he won't even be there. She'll come
there.
Home in the afternoon and be like, you wore that to school?
Or she has that underneath her clothing.
Well, it's not like I didn't... Look, I used to leave my house, and I want to say it was in seventh grade, and I would stick a safety pin through my ear in order to be all punk rock, but I couldn't go home with that.
Yeah.
You had to pull it out again on my way home.
Rock when you get home. Mom just wouldn't understand.
Thanks for promoting sexism, Sarah.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
If a woman can't go topless, then men shouldn't be able to go topless either.
I'd be fine with that being the rule.
Yeah, I mean, most of the... I guess that would be fair-er. Since even if you give women the right to be topless, they would say, no thanks.
Yeah.
People already look at my boobs.
Yeah.
And their clothes.
Yeah, it's less about whether I don't really care if women are going around with their, or have the ability to go around with their tops off. It's more about just like the dude who's like making a stand in Berkeley, like, boy, these co-eds, I don't know. It seems like they're a little bound up. Like it just... Whatever. There's no winning. I can't win. I don't care either. I'm certainly not taking my top off. These things have seen better days.
Is that right?
They had some good days early on.
Cowboy Man, of course, one of Hooman's imaginary friends has a title.
Ralph
has a,
and,
has
Ralph
a
and,
what? I didn't hear
a title.
A title.
Ralph and Cowboy Man. He was the best cowboy in the whole fake West. In the imaginary West.
I'm 31 and still have my childhood blanket. My great-grandmother made it for me, and I will never get rid of it.
Aww.
My imaginary friend was Sally. She was responsible for all the things I did wrong.
Oh. It's nice to have someone to blame.
Right.
Who can't speak for herself. Sally's like, what, me again? God.
Josie is Isla's spirit guide.
Aww.
I don't know about that. I don't know what that's all about.
We'll ask Carlos Santana about it next time he comes in. Who is this imaginary friend, Josie? I wonder if he would have thoughts on that. Well, next time he comes in, though, we got to play.
Next time? You think we're going to get him back in here?
Sure.
Yeah, he'll come back sometime. He'll have something to promote. For sure he will. Hey,
I hope you're right.
You got to play the little the Wang Dang Doodle over there. Whatever that thing. I don't even know what it's called.
I don't know either.
And we'll just like let him go off on his...
Like
spirituality
a musical
thing.
Drum.
It was nice. It was, you know.
I really liked him.
Yeah.
That was for me. You know, I won't.
Well, you're a
I
huge
won't,
fan.
I
too.
Won't re-listen to the audio, but when I look back on my career, I'll definitely remember. Oh, sitting next to Carlos Santana and hearing him talk about his life a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was pretty darn cool.
I went to a picnic and they were playing three different kinds of music.
How
and
the
I was
hell
like,
is
yes.
that?
That was hilarious. That was just great.
Like for him to actually know the moment when he came up with this Carlos Santana sound. Yeah. Yeah, I was in San Jose at a picnic, sitting there and watching these bands play in different sections of the park. And went, oh, yeah, put all that together.
That'll work.
What the?
And it did.
Huh. Over some macaroni salad.
Right.
He comes up with the idea that turns him into a international superstar. How's that?
Pretty good.
I just turned 28 and still sleep with my stuffed bunny named Bunny.
Oh, Bunny.
I've had Bunny since a baby. No shame in my game. Okay.
Don't try to make her feel ashamed. Don't ring the bell. Don't
I didn't,
shame.
I didn't shame.
little bit.
I didn't.
Okay.
I'm part of the majority. Here's Brownie Bear.
Oh, Brownie Bear. Oh, look how cute he is.
My childhood teddy bear sits on my dresser, still has a bell in his ear. I'm 51. Love you.
Oh, that's really cute.
Lots of pictures of stuffed animals.
Well, thanks for sending them, you guys. That's sweet. Couldn't believe it. 60% of adults still have their childhood toy. It's amazing.
Where's all this? Okay.
These days they don't make stuffed animals the way they used to. We won this dog at the fair. And just like, I don't know, foot and a half tall and stuff, and just like the jankiest material, and
well,
it broke right open.
That's the fair.
Yeah, that's a stuff. Fair yeah. bear. Come
just
on.
Felt like, come
yeah,
on.
A
man.
Fair bear. Come on.
That's yeah. not the place you go to get a really good bear.
Yeah.
They're just the so, you know, fair, they have the big ones, though. Like, if you get a big one and it explodes all over your house, it's now you even have more to clean up.
Right. And they've already moved on to the next town.
Yeah.
Where are you going to return
go,
that
you
to?
Can't
nowhere.
Go back there and yell at them.
You're going to throw that in the trash.
Aww.
Wait till next time.
I have a really hard time throwing away things that look like animals.
Mm. You?
Yeah. It actually, I'll make John throw it. Like, do you ever read The Velveteen
you,
Rabbit?
You, the screw that cat lady, says I can't throw away stuffed animals?
Well, I don't throw away the cats either. I just, because anything that sort of has a face, like I always, you know, assign. Then
yeah,
I've seen Toy
I'm
Story. And I read The Velveteen mm-hmm. Rabbit. Like,
oh my God. I watched Toy Story 3 last night
so
and
good.
Was sitting there with my kid in my arm and I'm mm-hmm. watching and mom's on the other side and it's ending and I have tears running down my
oh,
eyes.
Yeah.
And the missus looks around the kid and goes, oh, my God, Dad. And I'm like, what are you, dead inside? Can't you see what just happened? He's playing with the toys with the little girl, and he has to walk away. But they have
he
a new person.
And they got a new life, and they're getting played with.
Love
come
me.
On.
Turn it up.
Everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together. Lives within my heart.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I
so
ball
good.
At
so,
this song.
I'm telling you that, well, this
is Toy Story 2. Right.
He pulls up, he's leaving for college, and he gets out, and he's got the box. And,
spoiler alert.
Oh, right. Never mind. I won't tell the rest of it. But, man, I'm just sitting there.
Oh, my God.
The fact that she wasn't, I'm like, what is wrong with you? Mm. I've seen it 10 times. I'm like, so
like,
why?
I cry every time.
Exactly.
Hey, Vinny, what did your kid think about the scene when the toys are getting burned?
She was trying to understand it. She's like, is that a volcano? You know, so she... Some of that stuff doesn't really
right.
register.
Yeah,
well, she's not, only four.
She like I'm sitting there with tears running down my face, and she's not. She's just sitting there.
Yeah,
Vinny.
Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. You know, Tom Hanks was interviewed last year, and there is going to be a Toy Story 4.
Really?
You reported that.
Oh.
Vinny.
I don't remember that.
That's a good story.
Of Toy Story 4 going to be.
I don't have a guess. I imagine the new girl.
Yeah, it's got to be the new girl. I'm thinking the same thing, right?
Yeah.
But do you think Andy comes back in Toy Story 4?
No,
4?
I don't
Maybe
think
Andy
he should.
Marries that girl and then they
oh,
have
come
kids.
On.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That would
and then
be
the
great.
Kids, yeah, that's a good one.
Exactly.
There you go, Pixar. You're welcome.
You're welcome, Pixar.
You're welcome.
Are you taking bids on dirty underwear? Why do I keep getting bids on the tech?
I don't
that
know.
An ongoing thing?
I guess.
Those
the
could
last
be a real
one,
moneymaker.
What does that one say?
$3,000.
Oh, he went up, or she went up to $4,000. Oh.
$4,000 for
yeah.
your dirty underwear.
Yeah.
I don't have any underwear on. That's the problem.
Oh.
Is that right?
On that note, I think we'll take a quick break so we can all do some thinking.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Here
oh,
comes Yuzette. Yuzette,
oh,
what
hi.
A show you produced today. That's
oh,
wonderful.
Thank you. Well, I'm
great
so glad
show.
You guys followed the scripts.
Yes, thanks.
For once. Good job on that.
We stuck to the script.
Yes.
So today, we started the bidding on the Carlos Santana mm-hmm. autographed guitar. Carlos was in yesterday, and he signed the guitar. He was holding it. He was kind of noodling on it. So it's a real deal kind of thing. Bananas at Large donated the guitar. Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, no shame.
Thank you, bananas.
Yep. We're going to give the money to the Houston Food Bank, and it's going direct. Like, we're not even involved in that. You'll be writing, if you win this guitar, you're writing a check to the Houston Food Bank. There are two more days to get in on this, but it's only from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. So 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow and on Friday. And then Friday at 9 o'clock, we'll know what it has gone for.
Did you just mention that it's a huge tax write-off?
Well, you can only write off usually... actually, I think if all the money's going to the food bank, that would be
it's a tax write-off.
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just because you've got something in exchange.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But if all the money's going to a charity, I don't know. I say write the whole thing off and let the IRS sort it out.
The check is going to...
right, directly to...
And we didn't buy the guitar.
Nope.
It's another... So there is no exchange of... I think that it's a write-off.
I'm with you.
I don't know. I can't think straight anymore.
A tax
Someone
person
doesn't have
can
underwear on
us.
In this room. It's right. not me.
Bryn?
Well, it's what? Not me.
I thought I put underwear on today.
No, we all have underwear on, except for one person.
Right.
Oh.
Hmm. Huh. Hooman?
No, Hoom's not in this room, Musi.
No one wants to think about that either.
Now I can't stop thinking about it. Hey, we're off to do a secret show. You can find that online at about noon at RadioAlice.com. The Secret Show is a podcast we do in addition to this one. I have a couple really good bad advices for today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And then tomorrow we're going to do one with our friend Rudy after the movie's review.
Oh, I'm curious to see what it is all about.
I know,
that movie
too.
Is, I don't know how they're going to do it.
Right. Well, the book is epic. It'll be very
epic
interesting
is right. Long.
So meet us about noon at RadioAlice.com. You can hear today's secret show. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. And it'll already be Thursday.
Ooh. Ooh.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.